Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Up next, Rob Smith is Problematic, part of the Gamers 360 Network.
Candace Owens was trying to follow COVID protocols when she was refused a COVID test by a business who recognized her from social media. Where are we headed as a society when people are denied health coverage because of their politics? Nowhere good, I am certain. This is Rob Smith is Problematic. Morning, as tends to happen every couple of weeks, Candace Owens was trending all over Twitter, all over social media, all over the internet. And so, you know, I looked because I'm always curious about what Candace is doing and why she's trending and what is going on. I assumed that she had just, you know, said something crazy or, you know, got into, you know, some sort of a social media spat with somebody. But no, this is actually a very serious thing. So Candace Owens is trending on Twitter because she is apparently traveling in Aspen right now and is on her way to somewhere else that requires COVID testing. Now, Candace has gone on record as saying that she will not get the vaccine. You want to call her an anti-vaxxer, whatever you want to call her. This is somebody who has gone on record as saying that she does not want to get the COVID-19 vaccine. So she travels a lot and she needs to be COVID tested a lot. I mean, you know, this is what the protocols are right now. She went to a location or had her assistant reach out to a location, and she got a response from this place that basically said that they are refusing to even test her for the coronavirus. And I'm going to let Candace tell you in her words. She did a story on Instagram, you know, Twitter and Facebook. She did a live stream where she actually read the email that this person had sent her. And I want you to hear it from Candace's own voice. So listen to this.
Susanna writes, I've just learned of this testing request, and as the owner of this business, am going to refuse this booking and deny service. We cannot support anyone who has proactively worked to make this pandemic worse by spreading misinformation, politicizing, and actively dissuading people from receiving life-saving vaccinations. This is my favorite part of the email. She writes, the only other local testing option is the free kiosk by City Hall. They mail their tests to Texas and have inconsistent result times, do not take appointments, so it's walk-in only midday weekdays in their back alley. But basically, like, she's only saying that she's not going to give me a test, but she's like, and haha, good luck ever getting one, because I'm the only person. I have a monopoly in Aspen, and you can't even get one. Thanks, Susanna. Like the arrogance of writing that afterwards, being like, good luck getting one because I have a monopoly here in the mountains of Aspen, is like so typical leftist. And then, of course, like, as a leftist activist and someone who clearly does not care about public health, because if she cared about people in Aspen, like, she'd be like, I hate Candace Owens, but thank God she's going to make sure she doesn't have COVID because she's here. And I want to make sure she doesn't have COVID and she's not walking around with it. Then she ends it by saying, course, pat on her own back. My team and myself have worked overtime to exhaustion, unpaid and underpaid this past year, spending our own capital to ensure that our community remains protected. It would be unfair to them and to the sacrifice that we have all made this year to serve you. Nobody stopped her in this ironic statement, obviously. You're saying you care about your community and you've worked to make sure that your community is protected. You have someone who's here in your community but is saying that they want to make sure they have COVID. They don't have COVID. And you're declining the test. So basically, she would rather Candace, who she knows is unvaccinated, walk around Aspen unsure if she has COVID-19 because she needs to make a moral statement that unvaxxed people shouldn't even be allowed to test for COVID. Susanna, this is beyond stupid. I can't even unpack the layers of stupidity.
So this is, I mean, this really is quite, like Candace, I can also not unpack the layers of stupidity. But first of all, so what happened to first do no harm? Isn't that what doctors and healthcare professionals and all of these people in the medical world, are they supposed to first do no harm? So they would rather penalize Candace Owens for having the wrong types of politics or for having the quote unquote wrong view when it comes to the vaccine than to actually just go ahead and do the work that they need to do for their community, test her to make sure that she doesn't have COVID if she's going to be interacting in that community or she's going to be traveling wherever she's going to travel to. And the thing about this is that this really does underline how every single thing is absolutely political nowadays. It's very shocking and it's very surprising and it's very scary about how political these things are. Now, Candace didn't get to her email response in this video, but I'm going to read it to you. She shared this via Twitter. It's absolutely hysterical. So this is Candace's email response to Susanna. I wanted to let you know that this might objectively be the most hilarious email I have ever received in my life. Truly, I've never laughed harder. Nothing screams, this virus isn't political, quite like Googling the names of the people who book tests with you and determining on a case-by-case basis whether or not you will let them comply with your community COVID measures. Nothing screams, I love my local community, quite like refusing to test people who are going to a local event and wish to ensure they are negative and therefore do not spread the virus. That nobody stopped you from hitting send on such an emotionally unstable and hysterical email leads me to believe that the people who work for you must love me and would therefore never deny me this entertainment. It's hard to pick just one, but I think the best part of your virtue signaling rant is the arrogant assumption that you're the only person who can administer a COVID test from here to Texas. LOL. So that's Candace Owens' response to this whole thing. And look, I have to tell you that this entire thing, it's becoming, you know, we all thought that this was going to stop with the vaccine. Remember when they told us that when the vaccine comes, people can get vaccinated and we'll be back to normal. Instead, we have created this whole sort of Jim Crow thing where we have allowed and we have allowed social pressure on Hollywood celebrities and liberal Democrats and all of these people to basically say that if you have decided not to take this vaccine, you are a less moral person. You do not care about other people's safety. In fact, you are selfish. This is what they say. They say that you are selfish because you do not want to put a vaccine that is barely approved by the FDA, mind you, and only one vaccine is approved by the FDA. That's the Pfizer vaccine. So if you do not want to put this thing that is barely approved by the FDA into your body, and that has, by the way, not gone over any long-term testing, anything like that, then you are evil. You are somebody that should be denied even a COVID test so that you don't know whether or not you are positive for the coronavirus or not. And this stuff is extremely dangerous, and this stuff is actually verging on cruel. And so now one of the chief promoters of all this stuff, obviously CNN, obviously the leftists that work there. So I want you to listen to what Don Lemon had to say about people who are not vaccinated.
Here's how I feel about that. If you're not going to get vaccinated, you don't want to social distance, you don't want to wear a mask, then maybe you don't want to go to the hospital when you get sick. I know that sounds harsh, but you're taking up the space for people who are doing things the right way.
Doing things the right way. And this is gonna sound harsh, but this is what I truly believe. You hear that, plebe? If you don't listen to what me and the rest of the media overlords and the rest of the entertainment industry overlords and the rest of your government overlords, when you do not comply with them telling you what to do with your body, you are selfish. You shouldn't even go to the hospital if you get sick from coronavirus, right? And so this is what they're saying. And this is scary stuff. And I cannot be the only person that thinks that this is getting into really scary territory. So refusing a COVID test for someone who's trying to do the right thing and to ensure whether they do or do not have COVID just because of their politics? Saying that somebody is selfish and doesn't deserve healthcare because they don't want to put an untested and barely approved drug into their bodies? What is the actual end result here? Where does this go? You know, we have seen this stuff over and over again. We have seen sort of in the Trump era, we have seen people sort of put into categories that are good and bad. So if you're a good person, you do everything that CNN tells you to do. You do everything that the CDC tells you to do. You do everything that Joe Biden or Jen Psaki or any of these people on the left tell you to do. You do not disrupt any of the narrative that is coming from Hollywood, that is coming from Washington, D.C., that is coming from CNN, that is coming from any of the other mainstream media. If you do that, if you comply, then you're a good person. And you will be accepted into society. If you live in New York City and you're a good person and you get the vaccine, you will be allowed to go to bars and restaurants and movie theaters. No, but if you're a bad person, if you're a bad person that doesn't want the government to tell you what you should and should not put into your own body, if you're a bad person that listens to the science that they all love so much, and the science that shows that if you have had the coronavirus and recovered from it, your antibodies are likely stronger than any antibodies that come from the vaccine, right? But if you listen to that, you're a bad person. And if you refuse anything that they say, then you're a bad person. And this whole dividing people in camps for good and bad people, this leads to this woman literally, and she thinks that she's one of the good guys, this woman that denied Candace the COVID test. And this is the scariest thing about these people, is that they think that they're the good guys. They think that because they listen to whatever the media, whatever Democrats, whatever Hollywood celebrities say, whatever the most popular view is, and that everybody else should just shut up and comply, they're the good guys. And this is stuff that is dangerous because the authoritarians that want to control everything about your life right now, they have figured out that they can make people do anything they want them to do as long as it's couched in virtue. As long as they tell you that you are a good and moral and decent person by doing this, they can get people to do whatever they want to do. This is sick. This is wrong. So this Candace getting refused a COVID test by some leftist masquerading as a healthcare professional, Don Lemon telling people that if they don't get the vaccine and they don't even go to the hospital, they don't even deserve to be treated if they decide not to get the vaccine and become sick from COVID. This is sick. It's wrong. It's authoritarian. And let me tell you something, we should all fight back against this with all of our might. So good for Candace for publicizing what happened to her. Because let me tell you something, what happened to Candace is what is happening to lots of different people all across the country. She just has the bully pulpit to make it a nationwide story. So I am glad that she is doing this. I'm glad that she is fighting those fights for people who cannot fight those battles. Yes, we're talking about Republican frontrunners for 2024 already, and there is a really juicy Vanity Fair article that has the scoop on who's going to be running and how Trump really feels about Ron DeSantis. I'll unpack it all right after the break.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So there is this very juicy, very dishy, very bitchy Vanity Fair article that is all about the GOP Republican frontrunners for 2024, because it is never too early to start talking about the next election cycle, even 8 months into the new administration, right? And this is fine. I thought this was a really interesting article. So the article mentions a bunch of the main contenders. So these are the people who we're going to be seeing in 2024. And there's a big caveat here. We are only going to be seeing these people if Trump decides not to run. Do I personally think that Trump will run? I waffle on this. And here's the thing. And this is my theory on this. And I think that my theory is right, because I'm around a lot of political people all the time. And these people, like, most of them are awful. And just like, they're just not good people. This is what I think about Trump running in 2024. I don't think that he personally wants to run. I think that he's an old man. Like, this guy's in his mid to late 70s, I believe. He looks better since he left the White House. He looks more well-rested. He looks more tan. He looks like he's just kind of enjoying his life. You know, they don't call the presidency the worst job in the world for nothing. So I don't think he personally wants to run. What I think is that he has a lot of people in his inner circle and maybe in, you know, some elements of the outer circle. When you get that deep into these political circles and these people, they become obsessed with their access to power, right? There were a lot of people, even when Trump was in office. And when Trump was in office, you know, I was in the Roosevelt Room, and I was in the Oval Office, and I went to a couple events there. And if you don't check yourself, if you don't really get to exactly why you're doing what you're doing, especially as somebody that's a political commentator, you can kind of get corrupted by all of this stuff, and you can get a little warped by this access that you have to these people that have fabulous amounts of wealth and power and all these different things. And I believe that Trump is completely surrounded by people who have been warped by their access to him. And in their minds, the only way that they will ever continue that access to power, all of that other stuff, is by him running for president again. So I think that all of these people are going to tell him to run for president again. Whether he listens, whether he doesn't, I don't know. I have thoughts on that I will share when it happens. But anyway, so the big caveat about whether or not these GOP frontrunners will run is, of course, whether or not Donald Trump will run. So we're just going to operate under the assumption that Trump decides not to run. So the article talks about Ron DeSantis, of course. It talks about Nikki Haley. It talks about Mike Pompeo. It talks about Josh Hawley. It talks about all of these people as people that are in the running for this, right? And there's some very interesting comments, because Vanity Fair got Trump to speak on the record about some of these people. This is why this is also juicy. And this is what he says about Nikki Haley, which I find quite fascinating. He said this: Well, every time she criticizes me, she uncriticizes me about 15 minutes later. This is what Trump said. I guess she gets the base. And Nikki Haley, in my opinion, is very much a flip-flopper. She's somebody who I believe is very to, and I know I'm going to compare her to Hillary Clinton in this way, and it's not because they're both women. It is because she's very similar to Hillary Clinton, is that there is not a syllable that Nikki Haley will utter that has not been focused, tested, and approved by a lot of different people, right? It's not been focused, tested, and not been approved. So she will say, I don't really feel like she says what's in her heart. I think that she says what she thinks is going to play. And that leads into her, you know, her January 6th comments about what happened on January 6th. You know, she came out very early and very forcefully against Trump, like against the whole thing. And she's also somebody that, this is what you have to watch out for when you're looking at Republicans, when you're looking at people that are looking to run. You cannot run people and you cannot put people into power that secretly want to be loved by the left and secretly want to be loved by Democrats, because that stuff gets you into trouble. And I do believe that Nikki Haley is somebody that secretly wants to be loved by the media establishment. And so Trump is really right about the fact that, you know, she criticizes, she uncriticizes, she doesn't want to, you know, she wants the liberal elite to kind of like love her and respect her. A lot of these conservatives are wrapped up in this idea that if they say the right things, if they use the right language, if they do this, then they're just going to be loved by liberals. Liberals will only love you if you can be used to hurt a Republican, or if you basically just say Democrat things. But claim to be a Republican. There's a lot of people from the Anna Navarros and the Michael Steeles and the Lincoln Project. There's a lot of people running that grift right now. So that's how I feel about Haley. Will she run if Trump doesn't run? Absolutely. Will she maybe be somebody's VP? I don't know. But the most interesting thing about this article is them talking about Ron DeSantis. And this is very interesting, them talking about Ron DeSantis, because DeSantis is the front runner should Trump not run. Right. I personally, and I've told you guys this, I love Ron DeSantis as somebody that lives in Florida. I've seen him keep the state open. I've seen him put us in a position that is far better economically than a lot of the other states. So Florida has been less massively impacted by the shutdowns than a lot of different states. Right. So Ron DeSantis is extremely popular among Trump's base, like myself, like all of my friends, everybody that voted for Donald Trump loves Ron DeSantis, because Ron DeSantis is seen widely as Trump without the drama. It's like Trump without the BS, right? This is why they love Ron DeSantis. But here's the thing. He is less popular among actual political insiders than he is among the MAGA base, okay? And so I'll tell you, so I personally know somebody that used to work for Ron DeSantis. And this is a person that I personally know that felt a little, he felt a little screwed by what had happened to him when he worked for Ron DeSantis. He was promised things that were not given to him. This person has completely exited politics based on his experience with the DeSantis campaign. He doesn't work in politics anymore. And from what this person has personally told me, that there's a lot of turnover among DeSantis' staff. People do not like him. The people that work for him don't like him. And that he literally trusts only one person, who is his newscaster wife. And I also personally know someone that was connected with Casey DeSantis back when she was a local newscaster, who said that she is one of the worst people that he has ever met in his life. So this is from the Vanity Fair story. This says, assuming DeSantis prevails, former staffers told me that his abrasive personality could become a liability under the pressures of a national campaign. DeSantis is known to only trust his wife, Casey, a former newscaster, and his staff has seen heavy turnover. This is what one former staffer, one person tells Vanity Fair. He has zero relationships. He just doesn't speak to you. This is from a former staffer. And in May, Politico reported that former DeSantis staffers set up a support group to commiserate over their experiences working for him. So as much as you and I will just call ourselves Joe Q MAGA, right? So Joe Q MAGA loves Ron DeSantis because we see the actual results. Now, we don't see what happens behind the scenes. I personally do not think that whether Ron DeSantis is a great guy has any bearing on his ability to govern. I don't vote for best friends. I don't vote for a guy that I want to have a beer with. I vote for somebody that's going to get the job done. I don't need to like him. I don't need to know him, right? So that's just me personally. And I feel like most people think that same way too. This is what I think. Because there's a lot of people that voted for Trump that think he's a jerk. And the people openly tell you this. And so this is a juicy little tidbit from this article about Trump's relationship towards DeSantis, right? Trump effing hates DeSantis. He just resents his popularity. This is what a Trump confidant told the writer of this article. And the writer of the article is, I believe, Gabriel Sherman, who has a lot of sources and wrote... Gabriel Sherman. He has a lot of sources. He wrote a book on this. So this guy, he's deeply sourced and deeply connected. So there's no reason to not believe any of this stuff because his scoops have turned out to be true. You can just Google the guy. So this is very interesting because if you know anything about Trump, you know how, and trust me, I say this to somebody that voted for him, you know how vain, like he's vain. He's a vain guy. He's very self-centered. A bit of a narcissist, if you want to be completely honest about it. And so it would make perfect sense that he would despise the popularity of Ron DeSantis, especially among his base, because he sees himself as somebody who made Ron DeSantis, which is absolutely true, because once Trump endorsed DeSantis in DeSantis's first gubernatorial run, his popularity shot up. He started shooting up in the polls. So he just got very, very popular because of Trump. But Trump is somebody that demands blind loyalty. And DeSantis doesn't give that to him. And I think that he resents him because of that. I just think that that is very interesting. And the last thing about this article that I think is most interesting, look, Pompeo, Hawley, whatever, Pompeo... that guy's just been around D.C. for too long for me to ever really think of him seriously. And Josh Hawley, I am not particularly interested in senators and congresspeople. Like, because here's the thing, and this is the difference between a governor and a senator. A governor, like the buck stops with him. A governor actually has to make executive decisions. They actually have to run things. You elect a senator president, like you get Obama and Biden, right? You get people that don't really know what it is to wield any kind of executive authority, but that are owned by all of the swamp. All of the swamp sort of like coalesces around these senators, and they use these senators to push forth their agenda. So this is why I do not like senators, and I do not like congresspeople running for president. I'm not into it. So one person that you do not see mentioned in the article at all is Kristi Noem, which is very interesting. And I think there's a reason for that. Kristi Noem, who is the governor of South Dakota, Kristi Noem has seen her popularity sort of plummet in the past couple of months because people have seen her as kind of being a little flip-floppy. And we'll just, case in point, Ron DeSantis actually took a stand for women's sports, and he basically had that executive order that said that, you know, only biological women can compete in women's sports, and that was through the whole state, and he had to remember the NCAA, they huffed and they puffed and they did all this other stuff, and they said that, and it never came to fruition. It happened, it's done, everybody moved on. Kristi Noem had the opportunity to do something similar like that for South Dakota. She caved. She caved to pressure from the NCAA. She caved to pressure from donors. And so that's kind of the underlying image that people see when they think of Kristi Noem. So I think that that is why she is not even being mentioned as a contender. Maybe not even somebody that could run for president in the hopes of getting a VP slot. And by the way, I'm going to close out this segment, but I do have to say this. My personal, who I would love to see run, as I would love to see Senator Tim Scott run, I would love to see him run because I think that he actually has integrity, but he almost may have to, and I know that I'm going back on what I just said about senators, but he may actually have too much integrity to run for president. You know, take that as you will. But I just wanted to give you an insight into this article, which I thought was really juicy. But up next, I have an update on a story that went viral a few months back when a woman reported a man who, quote, identifies as female, exposing himself in a women's spa in California. It's not a hoax, it's quite real, and the perp is actually facing charges. I'll give you that update right after the break.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are. And it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
You may remember this viral video. This video went viral all over the internet. It was basically a woman saying that there was a man in the women's section of a spa called We Spa in California. And this video went totally viral. And I'm going to read you something. This is from Andy Ngo at the New York Post. So this is Andy Ngo at the Post has broken this story. So all love, all credit to Andy Ngo. He's bold. He's great. I actually personally know him. Fantastic guy. Excellent journalist. So this is from Andy Ngo at the Post. In June, a bunch of women complained that a person who identified as female exposed their penis at the We Spa in Los Angeles. The incident led to months of sometimes violent protests, with media outlets declaring it an example of bias against the transgendered or even that it didn't happen. Slate said that it was a, quote, transphobic hoax. And so I want you to listen to a little bit of this video that went viral. This is a woman basically standing up and saying that there's male genitalia in my women's spa.
I just want to be clear with you. It's okay for a man to go into the women's section, show his penis around the other women, young little girls underage. Your spa, We Spa, condone that. Is that what you're saying? Like I asked, it's so he could stay there. He could stay there. What sexual orientation? I see a. It lets me know he's a man. He's a man. He is not a female.
The woman that's behind this video has not released her name, probably due to safety reasons, because this entire incident led to months of just basically like really violent protests at the spa in Los Angeles. Antifa got involved. These, transgender activists got involved. And there's stuff all over the internet for it. And it's very interesting when you see these sort of protests and you see all this violence, you see all this stuff happening on these transgender activists. And by the way, if you follow Andy Ngo's reporting, especially on Twitter, follow him on Twitter at Mr. Andy NGO. So Andy Ngo, NGO. So Mr. Andy Ngo. Antifa tends to have a lot of transgender people for some reason. Now, he shares a lot of the mugshots from people that are arrested from in Antifa protests in Oakland. That's why Antifa literally wants to kill Andy Ngo in Portland. They want to kill him. But a lot of these people end up being transgender. But anyway, so these violent protests, there were women and girls that were assaulted. There was a video that went out. There was a woman that was assaulted by some Antifa protester. And so all of this was going on. It was crazy. Okay. And so this is what happens when we're talking about women having access to their spaces. And this is the thing. Because the law states, and this is California, this is Commie-fornia, and there are similar laws in New York, and there are similar laws in other leftist states, that if they were to deny this person with male genitalia that identifies as female, if they were to deny this person access to women's spaces, i.e. women's spas, locker rooms, etc., then it goes against the sort of LGBTQ non-discrimination laws that are on the books in places like California and places like New York. So the rights of women to their own spaces, the rights of a woman to use a spa that is for women and not be exposed to a penis, those rights do not matter to the quote-unquote activists that push for these laws to be on the books in places like California and New York. And so now we're finding out that this person, who actually did an interview with Andy Ngo at the Post, this person is named Darren Aggie Marriager. This person identifies as transgender. This week, a warrant was issued in Los Angeles County for the arrest of this person, 52 years old, based on 5 felony counts of indecent exposure in connection with the Wii Spa incident. As a publication, he has not been arrested. And I will say he because this person is a male. This person is saying this is a man that has long hair. This is not somebody that presents as female at all. I'm looking at his photo in the New York Post article, and you can Google the New York Post article if you want a little visual aid. This is not somebody that presents as female at all. This is a man with long hair that says that he is a woman in order to get into women's spaces. Now, this person has a rap sheet a mile long, and he's actually been popped for indecent exposure before. Now, in December of 2018, this person was arrested for an indecent exposure incident in which he exposed himself to women and children in the women's locker room of West Hollywood Park. And this is from the LA County Sheriff's Department, mind you. This is what I'm reading. Marriager claims to identify as female so that he can access women's locker rooms and showers. Marriager is a registered sex offender in Marina Del Rey. And so this is what Marriager says to the interview. This is what Marriager says to Andy Ngo. Her open cases, this is from the Post article. Marriager says her open cases, again, using the she, her pronouns, I guess, this person is a man, involving accusations of indecent exposure show a, quote, pattern of abuse from a state and society that punishes transgender people. This is, quote, from Marriager. Quote, you allow trans women to go in there, women's spaces, and then people simply claim indecent exposure and you're arrested, she says. Marriager says she is speaking with progressive California lawmakers like State Senator Scott Wiener in the hope that they change state law to better protect trans people. If you go into an area where you're expected to be nude, there has to be an indecent exposure exemption, she says. Also, Marriager says she, quote, may file complaints or lawsuits for the discrimination she says she has been made to suffer by law enforcement and women in the Wii Spa. You see, now, Marriager, she, quote, is the victim here. And so this is what we're dealing with here when it comes to this entire situation. And I thought that it would be a good idea to give you guys an update because so often these moments go viral and then they just happen. And then just, you know, there's a couple of protests and a couple of people like me, you know, we say something about it and then it just goes away. And so it's very interesting to do a follow-up on this and to know where this is all going. And so this is what Marriager says again. And this is somebody that has male genitalia, okay? Male genitalia. If you go into an area where you're expected to be nude, there has to be an indecent exposure exemption. So what this person is basically going to be advocating for, and this is what they're going to use, idiot leftists and quote-unquote progressives like Scott Wiener in California. California is just going to the toilet. They are going to use them to change laws to have a carve-out for indecent exposure. So this person who is a sex offender, okay? A charged sex offender, a registered sex offender. This person is a sex offender. So what this person wants, and will probably eventually get in California and in New York and in Oregon and in all of these sort of leftist progressive utopias, is the right to identify as female without having any sort of surgery, to have male genitalia, and to have complete and open access to women's spaces, and then have the law protect them from being charged for indecent exposure, and to protect anybody from complaining about this. And it's twisted. It's sick. It is a complete assault on the right to women to their own spaces. And I didn't share this element of the video with you, but for every, person like this who is trying to use, these progressive laws or whatever to switch the laws to sort of indulge their delusion in their sexual fetish, there is a man in that video, and the viral video goes on for about 15 minutes. Of course, I couldn't use the whole thing, but there's a man in that video, this progressive man, and he's arguing with this woman about, if she identifies as this, blah, blah, blah. And then the woman gets into a fight with this cucked progressive, quote unquote, man. They're not even men. Okay? They're not even men because they're so chained to their progressive ideology. And they're so chained to the idea that, remember, again, we always talk about good and bad. They're so chained to the idea that they're good. And this is a man that you can't even stand up for the rights of a woman to her own spaces. These people are so cucked. They're so beta. There's so much estrogen running through these progressive men. There's so much. It's twisted. But if you want to find that video, that's a part of the video. And it, like I said, it goes on for 15 minutes. This is what we're dealing with here. So I just want to let you know that this is where this entire conversation is headed. This is where this is headed. And you may not hear about much about it now. You're certainly not going to hear about it on MSNBC or even Fox News, mind you. This is stuff that you're only going to get from here because they are laying the groundwork right now. The radical progressives and the radical leftists and all of that stuff, they are laying the groundwork for the battles that are going to be fought 20 years from now. So I just want to give you a heads up. This is happening. And I don't know that there's any way to stop it, but to get out of these communist, leftist, Antifa-ridden socialist states like California. Before we go, I want to thank my fellow problematics so much for listening. If you're enjoying the show, please leave us a review and rate us with 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. And to hear more of my episodes and get my weekly newsletter, go to Gingrich360.com/Rob. You can also find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Rob Smith Online. Special thanks to our producer, John Cassio, researcher Aaron Kliegman, and executive producers Debbie Myers and speaker Newt Gingrich, part of the Gingrich 360 Network.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful. A lot of anxiety. And it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day, and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Hey, this is Vivek Ramaswamy.
The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe to the Truth Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.